From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. New Zealand officials confirmed two people killed when an earthquake hit 90 kilometers from the city of Christchurch. The 7.8 magnitude quake caused damage to buildings more than 200 kilometers away in the capital, Wellington. Resident Tanya Allardyce says it was scary.
Everything started shaking and then it got worse and it just didn't stop. I don't like earthquakes at the best of times. So, yeah, it was quite frightening.
The quake was followed by a series of strong aftershocks. The United States has agreed to take in refugees being held by Australia in Papua New Guinea and Nauru. Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said Sunday the accord is a one-time agreement. It will not be repeated. He said the priority is the resettlement of women, children, and families. Russian-leaning candidate Igor Dodon has declared victory over pro-European rival Maia Sandu in Moldova's presidential election. With more than 98% of the ballots counted, Dodon says he had just over 54% of the vote. Bulgarian Prime Minister Boyko Borisov announced his resignation Sunday. Exit polls in that country's presidential runoff election showed Borisov's nominee losing badly to a pro-Russian candidate backed by the socialist opposition. A committee of Israeli government ministers approved a bill Sunday to legalize Jewish settlement outposts built on private Palestinian land. The measure must pass three separate readings in Parliament and get approval from the Supreme Court before it becomes law. It is aimed at stopping the Supreme Court-ordered evacuation of the West Bank settlement of Amona by December 25th. This is VOA News.